Welcome to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. After a short break for the weekend to handle some responsibilities, we're back with posting daily episodes. My name is John Warner, and I'm passionate about seeing you wake up to who you were created to be. James 2:1 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others?" There's that line, "It's not what you know, it's who you know." I'm sure many of us have come up against favoritism, and it's so frustrating. We learn very early in life that life isn't fair. There are difficult social values that serve to weigh and rank each of us. We learn to walk the complex social tightrope, and sometimes it feels like we're walking in gale force winds. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Fascinatingly, Jesus shows us a different way to do life, a way that climbs off the tightrope, refusing to walk at the behest of others. His entire life seemed an exercise in breaking social codes. He seemed to go out of his way to value the identity of the unclean, the outcast, the sinner. And in doing so, Jesus called into question the very social values that weighed and ranked individuals. Jesus lived and moved in the midst of a different system, one that viewed each and every individual as possessing great worth while being worth his while. His is an illustration of beautiful rebellion, a rebellion of love. And here, James calls out the inconsistency of having faith in and claiming to follow Jesus when one's life fails to match up in this important way, the way of social rebellion, of not playing the game. It's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, it's funny, this line takes on new meaning in light of Jesus. Usually framed in an exclusive way, when Jesus is in view, the line becomes dramatically inclusive. All too often, Christianity is framed as being about what you know, knowing and believing the right things. Yet at its heart, it truly is about who you know. The New Testament narrative offers the possibility of relationship with Jesus as an ends in itself. And that relationship leads to other relationships, because if you know Jesus, you know he's about the outcasts and sinners of this world, those who have been pushed to the margins. I'm going to say it. Our world would be a better place if more people chose to follow Jesus in climbing down off the social tightrope, simply refusing to walk, and instead chose to affirm the value and worth in whoever was in front of them. Friends, may you wake up to who you were created to be by not showing favor to some people over others. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Wake Up. If you've been journeying with me for a while now and have yet to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, then I encourage you to go do that now. Your word of mouth helps other people find us. Friends, my name is John, and I hope that our time together helps you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.